Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We are coming to you live from the Guardsman Tree Lot. Damon and Ratto down here for our annual show. If you have any holiday needs, boy, come on down to the Guardsman Tree Lot. We got you covered with whatever you might need. Believe me, we have it, from lights to ornaments, bells, baubles, the tree itself, bouncy houses for the kids, and all sorts of fun activities down here. A little indoor winter wonderland can be yours, and every penny that you spend down here goes to help Bay Area at-risk youth. You were talking about Brandon Nimmo. We've got Brandon Ayuk joining us in about 15 minutes. It's our one deviation from Aaron Judge pity party that we've been throwing all day. But honestly, one of the things that I was saying, talking about this on Twitter with a few fans, you know, they went to say, well, the Giants need a star. They need a star. They need a star. Let me ask you this. Was Pablo Sandoval a star? Was Pablo Sandoval a star? He was here. He was here, but he wasn't anywhere else, believe me. Like, the Giants can cobble together some good stories and reasons to come to the ballpark when you got players that actually go out and start to win. And how far away are they from winning? You know, I really don't know, but for everyone wanting to kind of frame the Giants as this group of perpetual, you know, losers now, like, you just got to calm down and feel free to live in reality, because to me, in order to be labeled a loser, you have to have a losing record. And in the last 2 years, the Giants do not have a losing record. It was the least exciting 81-81 ever offered to a fan base. I'll give you that last year. The year before that, you won more games than in any other season in the 140 years of Giants baseball. And for everyone to be out there just framing Farhan as an idiot today, remember where you were a year ago. Farhan and Gabe Kapler, they can do no wrong. Look at all the strings that they're pulling. They're like the they're the puppet masters, moving the marionettes perfectly. You don't go from being really good at what you do to total bumbling, incompetent nincompoops overnight. And honestly, this is the level of money where Farhan can only make the offer. He wasn't controlling the bid in the first place. He really wasn't. This was above him, even.
Oh, of course it was. When you're talking about this money, that's an ownership call. And the other thing is, fans, when they get, you know, when they don't get what they want, they sound like the kid who's going to hold his breath till he turns blue because he didn't get a pony under the tree at Christmas. You don't get a pony this time. You shut up. Move on. You know, take the train set instead. That's what they offered. You know, it's up to... Here's what's up to Farhan Zaidi. You've got Haniger. Show us what else there is. Show us that if you can't make the big splash, make a bunch of decent splashes so that your lineup is more representative and you've got pitching. I mean, his most interesting acquisitions might be bullpen guys. And there's no sexy bullpen guy. Kenley Jansen just signed with the Red Sox. He's not a sexy get anymore.
Nope.
But he's useful. Get some useful pitchers in the bullpen. Because last year you got your brains kicked in with that. You know, that's an improvement to the team, and that is Farhan Zaidi's department. Not nailing down Aaron Judge, you could say, well, it's his fault for not offering more. Well, no, he's not the guy who gets to make that offer. That's a Charlie Johnson thing. That's a Greg Johnson thing. It's not a Farhan Zaidi thing. Farhan Zaidi constructs teams. He doesn't buy them.
He's very good on the margins. He has been. And look, Farhan, there's a lot of Farhan's an idiot conversations happening today. So I owe Farhan nothing. Ray, you owe Farhan absolutely nothing. He's never even been on this show. Farhan's got zero love when it comes to 95-7 the game. I'm not preserving a relationship. It would be my pleasure to tell you that he stunk at his job. If he did, he doesn't. Could you do better? Maybe. Maybe. Could you do worse? Absolutely. Absolutely you could. Is his clock ticking louder than ever before with the fan base? Yeah. But with ownership, it's not.
Not yet.
It's not. Not yet. Not yet, anyways. The thing that Giants fans are, I think, a little delusional here with is they still think that they need to go out and replace Barry Bonds. And I want to remind you that when Barry Bonds was here, as compelling, as exciting, as great, as must-watch as he truly was, he did not help them win the ultimate prize. He did. They did not win a World Series on, you know, during Barry Bonds' contractual years with the San Francisco Giants. They did not. They came close, but they did not.
And he had a great series then. So,
yes, he did. Yes, he did. You know,
so he did everything he could do.
He did. And look, the last time the Yankees were playing high-leverage baseball, Aaron Judge did not necessarily do everything he could do, which led to some booing, which a lot of people thought, hey, maybe that's going to lead him to the Giants after all. It's not that the Giants haven't replaced Barry Bonds that I think really, really upsets fans here. They haven't even replaced Hunter Pence. That's the problem. That's the problem. Barry Bonds is like saying, you know, what this team needs is the Big Dipper. You know, what are you doing? We're collecting constellations. Which one do you need? Well, we need another Big Dipper. Well, okay, can't give me the Big Dipper? How about the Small Dipper? Hey, how about Cassiopeia, okay? You're not quite in the Dipper department. Go and get someone to replace Hunter Pence. I saw this broken down. It was by Jason Stark. So Aaron Judge last year, in the first half, hit 33 of his home runs. He came back in the second half, and he hit 29 more. 29 home runs would be the most by a Giant in any season since Barry Bonds left. Brandon Belt got the 29 home runs once. 27 home runs would be the most by a right-handed Giant since Hunter Pence. The Giants, of course you want the star. Of course you want the guy who is guaranteed. Just having him in the lineup means you're selling 3,000 more tickets tonight than you were gonna anyways. But the truth is, they need major league hitters. And I'm going to tell you, Mitch Haniger is one. Sexy? No. Enough all by himself? Clearly not. But he's a real, live, actually producing veteran major leaguer that anyone would want to give 500 at-bats to. And the frustration, apparently, you know, the anger, a tad misplaced, because I can also tell you this, that the free agency is not over. The Giants free agent class being done and opening day are still 2 days that are very far apart from each other. So everyone needs to calm down just a little. When it's officially time to say this team did not do its due diligence, did not have a good offseason, Ray and I will let you know when that time is. We'd be
4:45.
We'd be thrilled to let you know when they've officially botched it. It's kind of what we do. It's our brand. They haven't botched it yet.
Yeah, we're despicable human beings, but we'll be despicable when it's time.
When it's time, exactly.
Like I said, 4:45.
We're going to measure out the despicability at appropriate amounts in time. We do have Brandon Ayuk scheduled to join us as we peel away from the baseball offseason topic for the first time this afternoon to get into the fact that interesting things are going on with the San Francisco 49ers, to say the least. It's Damon and Ratto. We're coming to you live from the Guardsman Tree Lot down here in Fort Mason at the Festival Pavilion. We'd love to see you, and if you can't make it here today, you can join us any day between now and December 16th. The Tree Lot is open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and if you'd like to make a donation and you can't even get down here, guardsman.org is a great place to do that. We'll be back with Brandon Ayuk in just a little bit. More of your calls also around the corner, and we're going to get to Warriors Live. The Warriors are in Utah tonight, and you want to talk about a game that lacks star power? Well, based on who the Warriors are resting, this game is going to lack a little star power, a lot of star power, since Steph Curry's sitting down tonight along with Wiggins and Draymond Green. That is all coming up this evening, but it doesn't mean it won't be interesting. We got interesting coming up for you, including an interesting conversation with Brandon Ayuk around the corner. Damon and Ratto from the Guardsman Tree Lot were brought to you by Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To Damon and Ratto from the Guardsman Tree Lot at Fort Mason on 95.7 The Game.
It is great to have you here. Ray and I are down at the Guardsman Tree Lot. Brandon Ayuk, we're going to go inside the 49ers locker room in about 10 minutes. We're going to have Brandon Ayuk join us. 49ers just let us know they need a little bit more time. Hopefully you make the time to come on down here to help support the Guardsmen. We send kids to summer camp. We get them out of bad situations. We put them in better educational situations by providing campership and scholarship to Bay Area at-risk youth. We take kids from what can be sometimes terrible educational situations and put them into schools that can help change lives. And again, there are charities where you're just throwing money at a word, as noble as it is, as noble as a cause as it is. You know, how much can you really change the word cancer with the amount of money that you're throwing at it to change one life at a time? To me, that is a charity worth supporting. Hopefully you choose to come on down and support the Guardsmen. Really appreciate everyone at the station for setting us up here today. Tim, thank you very much. Matt Nahagian's down here. And it's nice enough to where he's not even wearing a jacket. This might be the warmest we've ever been, Ray, at the tree lot.
Still not warm enough.
It's not warm enough. I can't guarantee you tropical, but it's not freezing today.
Why don't we just do a remote in Hawaii then?
Hey, PD's standing right here, man. Talk to him. If you want to get to, some Hawaiian vacation, come on out.
He sucks.
Measure Ray Ratto's. Whoever can guess the width of Ray Ratto's tan line gets a complimentary bowl of poi at the end of the evening.
A bowl of poi.
Well, I mean, thinking about your tan line is... We have Brandon Ayuk joining us in just a little bit. In the meantime, you know, we got some people who've been texting in on the Xfinity text line saying, look, it's not that Farhan is an idiot, or I think he's an idiot, or it's that he's tried to reinvent the wheel with the coaching staff, and, you know, they've just underperformed last year. And they did. The year before that,
they ridiculously overperformed.
Yeah.
Last year, they performed because that's the kind of roster they have. The year before that, almost every player they had a career year. So the 107 is, it's not mythical because they did it, but it was unsustainable. So that's why this free agent market is incredibly important for them, because they have to do this in volume now.
Do you think it was an element of false hope that is now working against Farhan and what he thinks he can do? Does he have too much? Does he believe his own BS too much?
No, I don't think so. I think he knew in 2021 that he was pulling, you know, face cards out of the deck with regularity. I think last year he knew they were shorter.
So why didn't they do anything last year then? Why
didn't they have anything to do with anything? I mean, they weren't in a position last year to make big splashes, I think in large part because Charlie and Greg Johnson were still licking their wounds from all the money they didn't collect from COVID. And I think they've been in a retrenchment mood for the last 3 years, and this is the first year that it looked like they broke out of it. You know, usually, you know, I mean, you know, you would think that, oh, you spend money all the time. Well, a lot of teams didn't spend money during COVID. Only a few did. And only now is that starting to thaw. And the Giants, on the assumption that they were willing to lay out $360 million for one guy, indicates that they want to be players again. They just happened to choose a guy who was less interested in them than the fan base thought he was.
It's hard to convince a guy to get the pinstripes off. And they could not convince Aaron Judge to take them off. And maybe Aaron Judge didn't even really want the convincing. Maybe he did go out of his way to play upon all of the hometown stories that you heard. And he used the Giants as leverage. And look, for him to be photographed around the ballpark and in San Francisco and create the illusion that he was really interested in going somewhere else, it's smart business.
Yeah.
It's smart business for him.
And the Giants don't have a choice but to play along. Because they can't say, you're just having us on.
Right. You can't say, I don't want to be used. You have to sign up for being used.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of free agency. In every other contractual part of sports, leverage is on the side of management. When you're a free agent and you're a desired one, leverage is all on the side of the player. And, you know, I know that management doesn't like it, but they have to eat the sandwich. That's all there is to it.
Someone from the 510 says, you know, the Giants need Steph Curry and Nick Bosa. I mean, they could use that star power for sure. And by the way, since we're going to have Brandon Ayuk joining us in just a little bit, did you see that Nick Bosa followed up his Defensive Player of the Month of November award by winning the first Defensive Player of the Week award in the month of December? Nick Bosa is on his way, I think, to being recognized as the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year. I really do.
I'll be interested to see how much their final record impacts that, because I think right now it's a coin flip between him and Micah Parsons. And if the Cowboys have a better record at the end of the regular season when the votes get tallied, I wonder if that doesn't tip it his way.
I understand why you think that, but I think that we will be looking at the Dallas Cowboys and saying, well, they got Dak, they got Zeke, they've got Pollard, they've got CeeDee Lamb. There are players here on a Cowboys team that doesn't take any way, you know, anything away from how good Micah Parsons is. If the 49ers win four more games this year and Nick Bosa's fingerprints are all over him, I mean, I think that
helps. I think it's a hell of an argument.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Bosa's not very much a factor in that. It's a two-horse race. All I'm saying is if the Cowboys end up winning four more games too, and everybody says, well, it's the offense, point is people think about the Cowboys more.
They do.
And they're going to go, nah, I've seen Micah Parsons wreck backfields just like Bosa has.
They're a big brand.
You can't be wrong on either vote.
No, I mean, you really could. The two of them are having extraordinary, extraordinary years. There's no doubt about it. Brandon Ayuk is having the best year of his career, and he'll be joining us here in just a second. But today, with all the baseball money being spent, Ray, you know, I was looking all around at the history of baseball contracts, and it's amazing. When you look at the Mike Trout, just the extension of Mike Trout, I mean, we're talking over $400 million. It dwarfs any other amount of money ever thrown around Major League Baseball. But we're talking about free agent contracts, the most ever signed. And today, Aaron Judge, he hit a record. 9 years, $360 million. Second highest ever, Bryce Harper with the Phillies, the 13-year, $330 million deal that he signed. Corey Seager with the Texas Rangers. I bet you could ask who's got the highest contract in baseball to a lot of people, and they would never have even brought up Corey Seager. But again, the Rangers gave him $325 million over a decade. You got Garrett Cole with the Yankees. That is 9 years, $324 million. You got two guys tied at five. Manny Machado with the Padres, 10 years, $300. Trey Turner with the Phillies, obviously 11 years, $300. That just came around. Every single one of the contracts I just told you about is active, is happening right now. We're at the dawn or somewhere in those contracts. They all expire in either 2028, 29, 30, 31. Alex Rodriguez is still the seventh highest contract in the history of Major League Baseball and the eighth highest free agent contract in the history of baseball. Remember, he signed with the Rangers 10 years, $225 million, before signing with the Yankees for 10 years, $275 million. Anthony Rendon of the Angels, 7 years, $245 million. And Steven Strasburg is still out there with a 7 year, $245 million contract. When you look at the amount of money the Giants have ever spent on a position player, it does get a little, just a touch embarrassing when you look at how much money they haven't spent on a position player. I saw this today. Jeff Young is the guy who tweeted it. Mitch Haniger's $43.5 million contract is the second largest deal the Giants have ever given to a free agent position player since Barry Bonds' 7-year, $43.5 million deal all the way back in 1992. The largest since then was a 5-year, $60 million contract for Aaron Rowand. The Giants are going to need to change their business dealings to compete with the Dodgers and the Padres That's a full stop. I don't care what they got coming through their minor league system. I don't care.
They got a lot less. They got a lot more leaving today. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but the Rule 5 minor league draft, they lost 9 guys off their Richmond roster today.
Did they really?
Yeah. So they're going to have to get a lot of bodies all over the reorganization.
But isn't that something else? That a $43.5 million contract, which, you know, is the official equivalent of not a big bite of anyone's pie these days, is the second biggest contract that they've ever given out.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I would say about that, because factually it's true, the money leveled off when COVID hit, and now it's just starting to, you know, boom again. And it's booming for guys. Mitch Haniger is not one of those guys for which it's going to boom. But the Giants won 3 World Series based on having great pitching, great defense, and decent offense. And they have to pick a lane here. They either have to become, you know, mad bombers like the Phillies have, or they have to be the team that they were 10 years ago, where they've got a deep rotation and a lights-out bullpen. Because you can win a World Series with that pretty easily, but you have to be able to hit on a bunch of different guys with mid-level contracts.
I mean, we saw the Giants do it 3 different times.
Well, the bullpen was the same for all 3, but the rotation, yeah, they had to back and fill with that. You know, the how they reconstructed the everyday roster every day was, you know, was pretty impressive. That was Brian Sabian at his best. You know, and that's how they ended up with three parades in 5 years. They might have to recreate that if they can't land the big Marlin.
Is Farhan too? I mean, here's the thing. It's not like Brian Sabian was not paying attention to statistics and analytics, and maybe they weren't nearly in the middle of the conversations that they are right now, but it felt like Sabian went with his gut just a little bit at times, and Farhan is the type of person that I don't think is ever going to go with his gut. He's got a spreadsheet for that, and that's another reason why Giants fans are cool on Farhan. They feel he's a little bit too intellectual.
Well, he's not that much of an intellectual that he doesn't play his gut. But maybe the next thing they need to do when this free agent market is over is show the fans something that they won't get to see, which is throw out a ton of money for scouting department improvements. Not that the guys they've got are terrible, but maybe they get more scouts. Maybe they start, you know, blanketing the Caribbean in ways that they haven't before. Maybe they send more guys out all over the place and try to win with thoroughness what they haven't been able to win by throwing their wallet on the table. Because that was the other thing that Sabian did. Sabian was a scout. He knew guys who were scouts. You know, Dick Tidrow found pitchers for him over and over and over again. John Bard did the same thing for him. Maybe that's the way the Giants are going to have to do this if they can't, you know, land the big fish.
Kodai Senga is a pitcher from Japan. He is known for having the pitch, the ghost fork. He throws a fork ball that has the bottom drop out of it. I've seen it on Pitching Ninja, and I'm sure a lot of you have too. But look, I have never understood why the Giants have not been more aggressive over in the Pacific Rim. Look at the demographics of the city of San Francisco. I cannot believe that this team isn't hell-bent on having an Asian face in their lineup, in their rotation, at all times. At all times. I mean, look at what it could do. Just, to, you know, in terms of bringing people to the ballpark. To me, it's a blind spot, not only in a place where you're going to find actual that can really help you major league talent, but can help you at the gate as well. I am stunned the Giants have not made that more of a priority. I can't believe that they don't have more scouts in Japan than any other team.
Yeah, I don't know how many scouts they have in Japan. I don't know how many scouts any team has in Japan. Very often, you only need the one or two because you've got to deal not with the player and the agent, but you've got to deal with the team
itself, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not well-educated enough on that part of the dynamic, but if manpower or if human power is part of the equation, the Giants have no excuse not to have as many scouts as the most scouted team in baseball, because that's how they won it a decade ago. And if they're not going to be able to nail down the big ticket item every year, you have to do it with volume.
Somebody said you guys aren't, you know, talking about defensive player of the year, and another person here is saying, what are the 49ers and Warriors non-existent today?
Yeah.
Today, yeah. I mean, a little bit. We're about to have Brandon Ayuk on as soon as we can connect with him from inside the 49ers locker room. And the Warriors are coming up tonight. We're going to, in about a half an hour from now, completely pivot to nothing but Warriors talk as Ray and I get you ready with a little Warriors Live ahead of Warriors in Utah tonight. I can tell you that just sinking your teeth into this one tonight, you will quickly find out that neither Steph Curry nor Draymond Green nor Andrew Wiggins is playing tonight. The Utah Jazz might get Mike Connolly and Rudy Gay back tonight, so that isn't going to make things any easier on the Warriors. I mean, the real interesting things tonight is, you know, who's going to get the start at the power forward? Is it going to be Kuminga? Is it going to be Anthony Lamb? Is he going to get the start? James Wiseman is returning tonight. They need some size. They need a body. How much faith does Steve Kerr have in James Wiseman to give him a real chunk of minutes? It's going to be interesting. Somebody also from the 415 says, really, you're not even going to include Max Crosby in the conversation with Nick Bosa and Micah Parsons?
No.
Well, look, Crosby is having a great year on a team that is utterly irrelevant at this point in the conversation, and it really does, to the most optimistic of Raiders fan, feel like, hey, I just saw that they've been averaging 7 yards per play over the last three games, so here they come. Unfortunately, they buried themselves early enough in the year, and you all know that at least three more losses are coming to the Raiders, because that's just how the Raiders behave.
For the guy who wants more Warrior stuff,
yes,
Andrew Wiggins' adductor strain will be reevaluated on Monday, so he's not playing against the Celtics on Saturday either.
Oh, well, that's not good, considering how much we saw Andrew Wiggins and how important he was against the Boston Celtics. Do we have Brandon Ayuk? That's fantastic. We're very happy to say hello to Brandon Ayuk as we go inside the 49ers locker room presented by Harris Ranch Beef. Visit your local Chavez supermarkets for all your beef and tailgate needs. He's in his third year, having his best year in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk, thank you for joining us here on Damon and Ratto. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
You know, I don't think we got the opportunity to talk to you last year. I know we did talk to you during your rookie year. And just let me tell you, watching your growth, watching the way you have turned into, I think, one of the better options on the 49ers. You know, McCaffrey and Debo and Kittle, they might get the lion's share of the attention in the headlines. But, Brandon, watching the player you've become, I love players watching it all click for them. And it feels like it's really clicking for you this year, so congratulations to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Why is this year the year that it's all starting to make sense for you?
I still, of course, I'm still trying to figure it out. I think that's part of it, just understanding I don't ever have it figured out. But I think at this point, just having a better understanding of what we want to do week to week, what my assignment is, what my role is, what my job is, and it's easier to hone in that way when you have an understanding.
To the extent that, you know, understanding is a process, what are the things that you understand instinctively now that maybe you didn't have a year ago, or maybe you didn't have at the beginning of the year? What are the light bulbs going on over your head right now specifically?
Well, I think, first of all, just understanding what we want to do on offense, what my assignment is on each given play, understanding how it works, understanding how to prepare week to week, understanding how to get myself ready mentally and physically week to week. Because you really don't know what you don't know, even though you think you might. So, like I said, just understanding the little things, but also understanding that I don't have it figured out.
Brandon Ayuk here on 95.7 The Game. So, obviously, the big story around the 49ers changed when Jimmy Garoppolo broke his foot, and now it is up to every 49er on the offensive side of the ball to help Brock Purdy really get his legs underneath him. Specifically, Brandon, what can you and this wide receiver room do to help Brock Purdy get ready to go and win games in this league?
I think in the room, we've talked about it, just coming out this week and having a clean, crisp, fast week to just get the looks, get full speed preparation, get everything that we need to get done throughout the week, ready to go so that when Sunday comes, we can just play. But we know it's a process, so we're just taking it upon ourselves to hold up our end of the bargain as best as we can on every given play so that we take care of that for him. So we're not looking around, asking him any questions, making anything any more difficult than it needs to be. So we're just trying to hone in on what we have to do this week.
How much does it change for you specifically now on your third quarterback this year? I know that you worked out quite a bit with Trey Lance during the offseason. Obviously, when he went down, it's back to Jimmy Garoppolo. On a third quarterback now, how much does that really change things for you, your offense, how much different it might be now than it was before?
I don't think too much changes. We're offense that the receivers have to get to a spot, and the quarterback has to know where that spot is, and if we're on the same page and not too much change. I've been asked that question a couple of times just since Sunday, and I think that for me, the thing that changes the most is just hearing the plays in the huddle, because you know each guy changes, each guy calls it a little bit different, each guy talks a little bit different, and some words may sound a little different or sound the same depending on who's calling it. So I think that's the main thing that changes the most for me.
I saw that Trent Williams was basically quoted saying that for a young guy, for Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy takes no lip in that huddle. And I think the quote basically said from Trent Williams, you would think this guy was Peyton Manning or something. Would you co-sign that? Does Brock Purdy sound like he is a first ballot Hall of Famer just in the huddle?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We even today was pretty funny. We had we're kind of joking around, having a little fun during the walkthrough, and he's like, all right, yeah, like y'all tighten up, let's go. Like we're trying to get the situation. Everybody looking around, like okay. So we like that about him. We respect it about him. We love that he's able to, no matter what his situation is, he demands everybody's attention and demands the best when we're out there. So we definitely respect that.
The first time he did that, how surprised was everybody else in the huddle? Because normally a guy with his resume has to talk with a whisper to start with, and it sounds like he did not.
No, not at all. And you want that from your quarterback. You want that from your quarterback. Like I said, no matter what his situation is, he understands what the importance of his role right now, and that it is his role right now. We could all respect however way he feels fit to lead that role and to play that role.
Brandon Ayuk here on Damon and Ratto. Pleasure to have him on today. We're coming to you from the Guardsman Tree Lot down at Fort Mason, the Festival Pavilion here in the marina in San Francisco. Brandon, what did you think of Brock's first meaningful game action as a pro? I mean, you know, you've been around enough blocks now to where you know, someone had a good game, a bad game. I thought he was very, very impressive for a guy who just got thrown into it. What did you end up thinking about Brock Purdy's debut?
I was super impressed. I was super, super impressed and also happy for him. I kind of look at it from a different kind of mind, state of mind, just because I had a first NFL game as well. So, and I know how that went. That went all types of different ways and nothing how I expected it to go. And I wasn't playing the quarterback position. So I'll just leave it at that. I was very, very, very impressed by how he handled his business. It also showed us that he handled his business when he wasn't even expecting to have to go out there. So that began back on Monday in terms of his preparation from the new week, leading all the way up until Sunday to give himself an opportunity to be able to go out there and perform the way that he did.
Brandon, take me back to your first game. What is the one thing that, I guess, comes to you ahead of any other memory? Was it something that you were afraid or nervous about, or was there something that you actually became comfortable with? What is the go-to memory of your NFL debut?
I remember my debut back in COVID. I was thrown out there, and I had actually had a play that was going to me, and I was out there. And I just completely blank on the play. Like, the play was going to me, of course. Like, as a receiver, anybody who's getting the ball, you for sure remember your own plays that you're getting. Those are the last ones that you forget. But I just completely blanked on it. Like, you go out there, you hear the play in the huddle, and you just, like, I didn't know what I was doing at all, not for a second. So I just ended up
donut.
The play was going to me. The quarterback looking at me like, "What are you doing?" Like, in the play, and we ended up killing the play, and it was a dead play. On a play that was supposed to go to me, that ended up looking on film like we had a great look for it. So that's what I remember from my debut game. Yeah, it was tough. So like I said, for him to go out there and play the quarterback position and know what everybody's doing on the offense, not just one person, I was very impressed.
When was the last time that happened to you? Because, yeah, it's your first game, nerves, a million things to be going through your head. When was the last time you went to the line of scrimmage and had that similar feeling?
It happened before. At this point in time, there's plenty of times where I go to the line, we hear the play in the huddle, and I'm like, take me a couple seconds. But as I've been in the offense, and I can kind of start piecing things together, and what I did hear and what I didn't hear, I kind of piece together what I have, and also just kind of think back to my week of preparation and kind of snap into it right before and be okay. So I haven't forgot it fully and just ran nothing, but I there's been times where I've lined up and forgot a little bit.
But is that in your mind a sign that you either have gotten what you need to get or you're almost there? Because even when you go to the line of scrimmage blank, you could still piece together what's supposed to happen with other cues.
Yeah, that's just being familiar with this offense, being in it for a little bit. Yeah, that's what that is. But I don't think there'll ever be a point where it never happens. That's just kind of what it is. You think about, see, there's so much stuff that goes in, there's so much stuff that you're thinking about throughout the course of the game and throughout a week that it happens sometimes. But you know, you want to keep those down to a minimum.
Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk here on 95.7 The Game. And whenever you have a wide receiver on, you got to talk about the defense, right? I mean, your defense right now is maybe one of the scariest units, if not the scariest unit in the entire league. How much pressure does that take off your offense when everything is going well? And especially now that, you know, you're on Brock Purdy, how reassuring is it to know that scoring on the San Francisco 49ers is one of the biggest uphill battles in the entire NFL?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. I've played on teams before, not in the National Football League, where I played on teams before where, you know, your defense had no chance in hell in stopping anybody, so you have to go into every game scoring, hoping to score as much as you possibly can, and it changes the way that you play. Obviously, in the NFL, and here with the Niners, we want to do the same thing. That's obviously the goal every given week, but that's just not how it works all the time. So to have a defense that we can bank on and know that they're going to hold up their end of the bargain, it makes our job a lot easier. But at the same time, saying that, I tell the defense even before the game, I tell them we want to be on the same type of time that you guys are on. We never want to be in a situation where the defense is looking at us like what's going on? Can y'all score some points? So I think although it does take some pressure, obviously I feel the pressure in the same way as wanting to hold up our end of the bargain the same way that they do. So that maybe, you know, you never know. National Football League stuff happens, so we don't want to go into every game and any game banking on them. We want to hold up our end of the bargain as well. So I feel like the pressure comes back that way as well.
How is the ball that Purdy throws different from the ball that Garoppolo throws, and how is it different from the ball that Trey Lance threw?
I think Brock and Jimmy have similar balls in terms of the way it comes out and the pace that they come out. I'm not sure. Obviously, Jimmy, he has like even a couple throws that I've watched from this past game, and just like some of the crazy things that I've seen for him able to throw the ball, just so soft that you just have to stick your hands down, just stick your hands, but with pace. That it's not they're not laws, they're not slow balls. They're nice balls, but they're easy to catch. I think Brock is similar in that way. And then of course it's different from Trey, because Trey can throw the ball in any way that he wants to, really. So I think that's the difference. They're all similar in the way that the ball comes and touches the hands, but the process of how it gets to you is a little bit different.
Brandon Ayuk here on 95.7 The Game, and I know it wasn't the result that you wanted that day in Atlanta, but that felt like your real break-loose game this year. You had 8 catches, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns, and in that game, it felt like you started to finally see the Matrix. Like, that's where your heater that you've been on pretty much since then officially started. Did something for you, Brandon, click in that game that you've carried through? Do you think back to that as a coming out party, if you will, for the season that you're having?
Oh, I mean, that was a long, long, long time ago. but I just, you know, I just feel like no matter when it was, and whenever, like you say, that game, breakout game, quote unquote, I knew it was coming at whatever time it was going to come at, just based off the confidence I have in myself and the work that I put in. I knew it was only a matter of time. But also at the same time, the urgency kind of picked up along that time, because we're a couple games into the season. You kind of get a feel for it. You don't really play preseason. So now you get your first couple games of full-time action and you get into it. So every week you're like excited, more and more excited to go back out there, just because you feel better and better each week as you continue to play more football. And I think the same thing continues as you go along every game of the season. Even now, every week I'm more and more excited to go out there each Sunday to just try to show what I could do every given week and put good stuff on film and just continue to try to do my part. And then look about the end of the season and we'll figure out where we're at then. But right now, we get into December, middle of December, playing these super meaningful games where they start to feel like playoff games and we start to position ourselves. We're all just trying to play our best ball. And I think that's the main goal as the season goes along. You want to continue to each week get better and keep putting the best product on film each week.
Well, look. Any team that wants to go ahead and win in January better start winning in December. You guys have been putting together a real nice winning streak, and even with another quarterbacking injury, it feels like the 49ers are well built to even possibly survive this, and it is it's something else that you guys, it's been a wildly entertaining season so far. Brandon is a Pac-12 guy. I gotta ask you, do you have any advice for Deion Sanders, who I think stunned a lot of people by going to Boulder to take on the Buffs job?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm biased when it comes to Pac-12.
I know you are.
I'm Pac-12 football, so I don't have any advice for him. But, you know, I love Deion. Hopefully he does a good job up there, but when it comes to playing the Sun Devils, I hope they get after you guys.
There you go. Hey, Brandon, we thank you so much for joining us. Our friends at Harris Ranch Beef want to officially make this worth your while. So they're going to send you 10 pounds of prime steaks, and you get to choose your cut. Brandon, do you want the ribeyes, the porterhouses, or the New York strip steaks?
I'm going to go ahead and do the New York strip. New York strip.
It's a very toothy, beefy, strong cut indeed. Thank you so much. We hope you do enjoy. And again, congratulations to the season that you guys are in the middle of. And specifically, congratulations to you on the season that you're having. Continued health and success the rest of the way. Brandon, thank you for joining us. And happy Merry Christmas.
Thank you guys. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you very much. Brandon Ayuk joining us here on 95.7 The Game for our Inside the 49ers locker room segment. And again, brought to you by Harris Ranch Beef and Chavez Supermarkets. We thank him for joining us. He was good. He was talkative, man.
We like talkative.
We like talkative an awful lot. And I'm happy to hear that he really, you know, was, I mean, look at it this way. Even if you weren't impressed, he was going to tell you he was impressed by Brock Purdy. But I think that there's a reason to be impressed by Brock Purdy, not only with the game film that we actually saw coming out of that win over the Dolphins, but the stories. Look, you know, Trent Williams isn't going to carry a pail of nonsense for anybody in this league. He wouldn't talk about how, yeah, this young guy's really impressing me with the way he barks out, you know, orders in the huddle, if he weren't actually impressed with the way Brock Purdy was doing that. And confidence can go a long way. When you don't have the experience, boy, you better have confidence. And I don't even care if it's false confidence. You better have it because it's contagious. And so is being nervous in a huddle. That's very contagious. So even if Purdy is faking it, Ray, it's the right thing to fake.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got to show when you don't have a resume that you can at least be attitudinal about it. And there's a thing about the huddle, and this is both the offensive and defensive huddle, is one guy has to be in charge, and he has to be able to pass off like he's in charge. And when the guy in charge has essentially no experience, all you've got is bluff. So you've got to sell it to yourself first, then sell it to them. And then after that, it's about results.
So we've officially got a very interesting final half an hour right around the corner. Warriors Live is about to take over the airwaves here on 95.7 The Game. But when Ray and I do come back, we will go over the main headline of the day. Obviously, Aaron Judge is nowhere near 24 Willie Mays Plaza. He is staying in the Bronx. We will come on back to sort of recap how this day played out and what the Giants' options might look like at this point in time. We're coming to you live from the Guardsman Tree Lot. We're going to tell you more about that in just a minute. Warriors Live starting in just a minute. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your supersonic Wi-Fi, unbeatable internet only from Xfinity. And as always, Stamen and Ratto brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.